Ahead with AgWeb Market Weekly. Whether you're at home or in the field, AgWeb Market Weekly keeps you connected and competitive, delivered straight to your inbox. Subscribe to both today at agweb.com and never miss a beat.
When something happens to your kitchen, you might say,
"This is ludicrous."
But that won't fix your home. That will only get you the rapper, Ludacris.
Having trouble? Don't panic. Don't be alarmed. You need to file a claim? Holla at State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
That's right. You can file a claim on the app or call us.
Thanks, Mr. Chris.
No matter how ludicrous the situation, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
Texting enrolls you in a reoccurring automated marketing text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
10. Nice work.
Thanks. Taking Nugenix Total T makes a huge difference for me.
Nugenix? That's the testosterone booster with TV ads with Frank Thomas, right?
Yes.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles?
Yes. Nugenix is a great way to feel stronger with more energy and endurance. And as Frank says, she'll like it too.
Text RADIO to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Text RADIO to 321-321. That's RADIO to 321-321.
You're listening to WRGN, 1430 AM, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM at Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Last night, NATO jets intercepted Russian and Chinese bombers flying off the coast of Alaska. The U.S. military still investigating. ABC senior Pentagon reporter Louis Martinez has more.
We heard from Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin telling us that they did not get any closer than 200 miles off the Alaska coastline. Remember, it's 12 miles to enter territorial airspace. So, in other words, not close at all. But it's unprecedented, and Austin made the point that the United States monitored and tracked and followed these aircraft all the way through.
President Biden at the White House holding talks with Israel's prime minister. It comes a day after Benjamin Netanyahu briefed U.S. lawmakers on the war in Gaza. Democratic presumptive nominee Kamala Harris meets separately with Netanyahu this afternoon. Dry brush and winds fueling wildfires in Northern California. The Park Fire broke out near Chico yesterday and charred some 4,000 acres in 12 hours. This is ABC News. In Paris, law enforcement officials are working around the clock to ensure the safety of the Olympics ahead of tomorrow's opening ceremony. But despite growing anticipation for the start of the Games, tourism in the city is down.
Even with fewer tourists, you can still feel the excitement of these Games here in Paris, especially for the unprecedented opening ceremonies when about 10,000 athletes are going to be floating on 100 boats down the River Seine through the heart of Paris. We know Team USA is being led by Coco Gauff and LeBron James, but so much about the ceremony is being kept in secret.
ABC's Maggie Rooley reporting from Paris. If you're looking for some alone time, a private island off the coast of England is up for sale. There's a catch, though. It's supposedly haunted. Legend has it 15 British soldiers who died on Drake's Island still live there, protecting visitors. The current owner says, quote, stuff happens that he can't explain. I'm Michelle Franz in ABC News.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams July Summer Sale and get 35% off paints and stains from July 26th through August 5th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your bedroom, living room, or home office, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
This radio commercial was made to convince you to stop speeding. We can't use siren sound effects on the radio, so we'll use other equally jarring sound effects to get your attention, like telling you that whether you drive a little over the speed limit or a lot, you can crash just the same. You could hurt yourself or worse, others.
I'm at the scene of the collision.
And the damage you cause will be beyond repair. See? We didn't have to use crash or siren sounds after all. Speeding catches up with you. Brought to you by NHTSA.
Wisconsin Radio Network News. I'm Ted Ayling. Investigators in Iowa have closed their investigation of a murder-suicide that ended in Dane County. The Iowa State Medical Examiner's Office has determined the gun which 37-year-old Alexander Grunke used to kill himself was the same weapon which killed 32-year-old Tana Poppy. Her body was found at a Dubuque County residence on the evening of April 10th. Poppy's 5-month-old child with Grunke and a 13-year-old girl were not in the home. Grunke left the younger child with a family in Dane County before leading deputies on a chase. He and the girl both fired at deputies before officers used road spikes to end the pursuit. Both fled into nearby woods where the 13-year-old was found unresponsive. She later died. Grunke committed suicide after breaking into a family's home and barricading himself in the basement. Wisconsin high school seniors may soon receive UW System admission offers through a new direct admit program.
Universities of Wisconsin President Jay Rothman says seniors who have met program requirements will be notified of their offers starting next week and continuing into September. Under Direct Admit Wisconsin, qualified high school students from participating schools are automatically admitted to up to 10 UW schools without ever having to submit an application. Students are admitted based upon grades and coursework after completion of their junior year. Rothman says students should watch their school email accounts for the notices and instructions on what to do next. Shaw Maloney, Wisconsin Radio Network.
A major Milwaukee-area manufacturer is selling off a chunk of its business. Johnson Controls announced Wednesday it's selling its HVAC manufacturing business to Germany-based Bosch Group for around $8.1 billion. Johnson Controls makes heating and cooling systems along with fire protection and security systems, mostly for government and industrial clients. You're listening to Wisconsin Radio Network News.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. A gorgeous day today with sunny skies and high temperatures flirting with 80 degrees. Winds are calm out of the south this afternoon with skies staying clear overnight tonight as well. Patchy fog can build in once again as lows fall to the mid-50s. And tomorrow, another bright and beautiful day. Still owe the IRS? Call Tax Solutions now. 1-800-281-8193. Currently, it's 76.
Soybeans and bean meal led the way to the upside. Corn followed, but didn't want to get too far from unchanged. Wheat futures turned down and stayed down throughout the session. The live cattle market led the price advance and pulled feeders to the upside. Lean hog futures gave up mid-morning gains to close steady to lower.
Live from the squared blue line of the future, via Farm Journal Studios, this is AgriTalk. This afternoon, we'll chat with Ben Rand from Blue Line Futures, directly following the news, Oliver Slope, also of Blue Line Futures. I'm handsome newsman Davis Michelson. Now, here's the host of AgriTalk, Chip Flory.
You know, I don't always pay attention to those kinds of details when I'm booking guests for the afternoon show. Yeah, evidently. Is that too much Blue Line? I don't know.
You know, I tend to respond to the color blue.
Okay.
So maybe. Maybe it'll be all right. Yeah, I think it'll be great, actually.
I think continuity. We'll be just fine. I mean, it's Oliver and Ben. Overdo it with Oliver and Ben?
No. I think my only fear is that we may be underdoing it, you know,
yeah,
in this show.
That's exactly right.
That's it.
That is exactly right. Welcome to AgriTalk. I'm Chip. Glad you're with us. It's Thursday afternoon, dude. It kind of snuck up on me.
Did it?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I've been anxiously awaiting Thursday afternoon all week.
Well, I wonder why.
For 3 or 4 weeks now. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I wonder why. Yeah. Yeah. Davis might be going to have a couple of days out of the studio coming up here. And I don't just mean the weekend. I don't just mean the weekend. So
taking a couple extra days, too.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. Beautiful. Ah. Okay. So Ben Rand is coming up. We're going to talk about risk management with Ben and some of the insurance issues and price management issues that he's been dealing with. And he's out in an area in Nebraska that has had to deal with some weather on the crops. We'll see what's going on around Bend out there, okay? We got a lot of news to get to. Let's go ahead and get started.
Yeah. Export sales of wheat in the weekend of July 18 totaled 309,000 metric tons. That was at the low end of trade expectations. Traders' focus remains on the supply side of the market and the Wheat Quality Council's annual Hard Red Spring Wheat Tour through North Dakota. Scouts on day two of the tour found average yield potential nearly 14 bushels above the five-year average.
Jeez.
September spring wheat futures closed lower for a third consecutive session and is set to test support at $6. December soft red winter wheat futures posted a high range open and a low range close, but did respect support at yesterday's low. December HRW wheat futures 5¾ cents lower at 578. December SRW wheat down 8½ cents to 562½. September spring wheat closed at 603¾, down 7 cents, Chip.
Yeah, the average yield they found on day two of the HRS tour was like 53.7 bushels per acre, and the five-year average is 40. Yeah, they found a good crop.
Well, the forecast for warmer and drier conditions in the Western Corn Belt limited selling in corn futures. Traders do not see a threat to yield potential, but are respecting the potential for a change in the weather pattern that could bring some late-season stress to the corn crop in the Western Belt. Old crop export sales of corn, weekended July 18, were in line with trade expectations, just over 331,000 metric tons. Mm-hmm. New crop corn sales of 745,000 metric tons topped trade expectations and helped corn post modest gains today. December corn posted an inside trading day with a low range open and a mid-range close. September corn futures 2¼ cents higher at 406. December corn up 2¾ cents to 420¾. March corn futures closed at 435¼. That's up 3 cents today, Chip.
Yeah, I don't know why, but corn, four consecutive higher closes, and I'm not that impressed by it. And that bothers me. I'll ask Oliver about it here in just a moment.
It might be the degree that bothers you, you know?
Yeah,
just
could
a little
be.
Bit,
could
little
be.
Sneaky steps.
Yep.
Old crop soybean export sales, nearly 89,000 metric tons, were below trade expectations, while new crop sales of nearly 830,000 metric tons were at the high end of trade guesses. That helped support bean prices, as did the advance in soybean meal prices. Old crop meal sales were in line with trade expectations, but new crop meal sales of nearly 521,000 metric tons easily topped trade expectations. USDA this morning also announced the sale of 264,000 metric tons of new crop U.S. beans. The solid demand helped November beans post a high-range close, although prices stopped short of a full test of resistance at Tuesday's high. That's at 10.86¾. August beans today a nickel higher, 11.16. September up 14¼ to 10.74½. November beans closed at 10.79½. That's up 15½ cents.
Yeah, volatility is definitely coming back into the beans. We're getting some wider price swings, and that might up the odds of an extended recovery.
Yep. Well, old crop cotton export sales of 74,000 running bales were disappointing, but new crop sales, 286,000 bales, helped support cotton prices. December cotton today, 25 points higher at 68.90. On your livestock, beef export sales of 13,400 metric tons were in line with the four-week average pace, and morning box beef trade was solid again today to help send live cattle futures sharply higher. August live cattle opened steady and rallied to close near session highs and at the highest level, wow, since September 28 of last year, Chip. August live cattle today, $2 higher, $188.90. The October contract up $2.32.5 to $188.60. August feeder futures a buck 50 higher, 258.62½. And on the snout side, August hogs opened higher, fell to test support at yesterday's low, and then recovered to close just below the opening range. August hogs today, steady, 93.77½, Chip.
Yeah, the export sales tally on pork, 30,200 metric tons. That was off 19% from the four-week average. Thank you very much, Davis. Let's bring in Oliver Slope, Blue Line Futures. How you doing, Oliver?
I'm doing well, Chip. I've got my countdown going. 29 days until college football, so I'm gearing up. I know it's a little early to get too excited, but I know you're on the same bandwagon I am.
It isn't. It's not early at all. We can get as excited about it as we want to, and I'm right there with you. So, okay, I said it earlier, corn closed higher 4 days in a row, and I'm not excited about it. I'm not that impressed. What am I missing?
Yeah, I mean, we're just narrowly taking out the previous day's highs in each of the last three sessions and just, you know, approaching some overhead resistance from 425¾ to 426¼, which were the highs. following that June 28th quarterly report. So we saw those highs on July 2nd and July 5th. We need to get out above there, I think, to maybe spark something a little bit more exciting. Maybe retrace that breakdown point from that June 28th report. But yeah, okay. All in all, not a whole lot to get super, super excited about. But on the same token, I don't know that there's anything to get overly pessimistic about either right here, right now. I think we probably settle into a little bit of a range. I still think we can work a little bit higher. But again, I'm not holding my breath for anything too exciting.
All right. All right. Very good. Cattle, back to the highs that we saw last September. That's an impressive move.
It has been very impressive. It looked like we were kind of a stick in the mud for, better part of last month and a half, not really going anywhere. And you were like, all right, is this cash market and board going to come together? And it looks like we're finally getting some movement there with August approaching first notice day in about a week and a half. So certainly encouraging to see this higher price action. But once we turn the calendar over into August, historically, it's tough to really see a sustainable rally. So we're looking at ways to protect the downside for a lot of guys on these rallies.
Okay. All right. Well, you know that's what we're going to talk about with Ben Rand coming up here next, man. So
I got my notebook out. I'm taking
notes.
We'll
get into it. Oliver, thanks, man. I appreciate you.
Take care.
All right. Ben Rand, Blue Line Futures, coming up next here on AgriTalk.
What's the first thing you do in the morning? For many farmers and ranchers, it's checking weather and market updates. Make AgWeb Daily Newsletter part of your morning routine. Not only bringing you essential news and weather updates, but also covering topics such as smart farming and agriculture's next generation. And each weekday, stay informed and stay ahead with AgWeb Market Weekly. Whether you're at home or in the field, AgWeb Market Weekly keeps you connected and competitive, delivered straight to your inbox. Subscribe to both today at agweb.com and never miss a beat.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
There's danger out there. It lurks on highways and quiet neighborhood streets. It's more likely to kill you than a shark and more terrifying than the biggest snake. Distracted driving claims lives every day. Every notification, swipe, social post, video, or selfie while driving risks your life. So while you might think public speaking or the zombie apocalypse is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward. Don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Want to get smarter and have some fun while you're at it? Introducing Unscripted and Grow Getters, two of agriculture's most entertaining and engaging podcasts. Hosted by U.S. Farm Report's Tyne Morgan and Ag Day's Clinton Griffiths, Unscripted is your chance to meet the personalities behind the personalities. And with heart and humor, Grow Getters with host Davis Michelson explores ag's most innovative side hustles. You can find Unscripted and Grow Getters on the Farm Journal YouTube channel or wherever you get your podcasts.
The possibility.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit WICorn.org and become a member today.
Wisconsin soybean growers have a lot of choices when it comes to selecting seed varieties. If you're a seed dealer, help make their choice a little easier by shining the spotlight on your products through the Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. By entering customers at the contest by the August 31st deadline, seed dealers will receive $100 for one grower, $200 for three, and $300 for five or more. Growers must complete an entry and harvest form to qualify. For more information, visit wissoybean.org.
On your favorite radio station or your preferred digital device, AgriTalk is live every weekday.
Don't let me talk. Hurry, Chip, hurry.
Welcome back to AgriTalk. I'm your host, Chip Flory. Do not let Davis talk.
No.
Zero. Zero.
Later.
Do not.
Let me reset.
No.
Ben Rann, Blue Line Futures, is our guest analyst today. Let's get him in here. Ben, it's good to talk to you. How are you?
Oh, I am pretty decent. I am sweating. It's a little warm out here in the Western Corn Belt today, and we've got another 7 to 10 days. It looks like pretty good heat coming in, but gosh, I'm just really excited for the corn that hasn't been hailed out. It's absolutely phenomenal here in Nebraska and in Western Kansas, especially stuff that, you know, under irrigation, dry land, a little struggling. But like Oliver said, you know, 29 days and counting on college football. Pretty excited about that, as I am the only guy in Nebraska that flies black and gold Iowa colors.
I am not sorry at all.
I am a true Iowa fan. My wife's family and was all from Iowa, and we got ground over there still. So very, very proud to be a Hawkeye fan here in Nebraska, surrounded by the Crimson.
Well, thanks, Ben. It's been fun talking with you. No, I'm just kidding. Of course.
Yeah.
Of course. My daughter-in-law is a huge Iowa fan. I've got a mixed family in the family, between the Iowa State and an Iowa State son and an Iowa daughter-in-law. So that's kind of a, you know, the tension gets a little high.
Yeah, split house divided right there.
Yeah, that's right.
I bet so. No, I mean, Iowa is the pinnacle of mediocrity when it comes to football. It's just been so consistent. It's fun to watch. We try to make it every year to the Nebraska, Iowa game, whether it's in Nebraska or in Iowa. And it's just a wonderful tradition that, you know, me and my boy have done as a family for quite a few years, and we love doing it. So, and, you know, here at the agency, we're huge supporters of the University of Nebraska and very proud to be affiliated with them. Actually was there last week or the week before, I forget when it was, speaking at the the Nebraska Ag Youth Institute, which is a phenomenal program that they put on for juniors and seniors across the state. So very proud of both universities, their role in agriculture, and proud to be affiliated with both of them.
Yeah. Hey, I saw that on Twitter or on X that you were there at the Ag Youth Institute. Tell me a little bit more about that. What are they learning at this institute?
Well, it's a week long institute there at the university in Lincoln. Okay. For juniors and seniors from Nebraska, and they have to apply. They've got to be accepted this year. Once again, set records. Gosh, I want to say there was something like 250 or 275. Delegates from all over the state that converge into Lincoln. And every day they get exposed to different things within agriculture, from, you know, national corn growers, Nebraska corn growers, you know, national beef, Nebraska beef. We here at the home agency are very proud to be, a big sponsor of that program. We feel like it's great, for our kids and our youth coming up to understand that there's a lot more to ag, than just a tractor cab. I was trying to put in perspective, for some of those kids, the amount of people it takes. We specifically addressed these hail claims and these hail events that we've had in Western Nebraska, and the sheer number of people it takes to process one of those is kind of staggering. You have an agent, you have a farmer, producer, you've got an adjuster, you've got a claims manager, you've got a claims processor. And we just want kids to know that there's more to ag, I guess, than just having a, look inside your own fence line. There's a lot of stuff out there. And cool. So that's really what my focus was. And then Governor Pillen was on before me, and he was, you know, puts out a great message to our youth about the importance of ag. And, it's a wonderful program for the juniors and seniors of Nebraska. And if somebody's interested in applying next year, you know, find me on Twitter and I'll be happy to put you in touch with the right folks. But we are very proud to be a part of that program, and we have been for years, and we'll continue to be.
Cool. That is awesome. That's sounds like a really, really good program. You've mentioned them a couple of times, the hail claims that are happening out there, Western Nebraska and Kansas. We've heard reports, but it's hard. Is it still hard to quantify, or are there any numbers that we can put on just how much damage has been done, Ben?
Well, so I track these things pretty close. And the reason that this hail thing is so important to us is hail rates in this part of the world are exceptionally high. When you're looking in western Kansas, eastern Colorado, southwest Nebraska, and you're going to buy a really pretty good hail and wind policy, you're talking about per acre, you buy it per 100 per acre, you're going to be somewhere in the $46 to $49 per $100 of coverage. Yeah, so this is not a decision that you can take lightly. There's substantial financial impact on this, right?
Yeah.
Even if you're only going to put $200 a hail on, you're talking about, you know, potentially spending up to $95 or $100 an acre additional input cost in a year that's very frustrating to just watch these markets grind lower. You know, obviously, with the exception of the last week where corn has given us a little bit of a breather, I guess, on a recovery. But it's very difficult to do for the unhedged or unprotected producer to want to spend that kind of money. So hail is important to me. To put it in perspective, size wise, so we get maps from our carriers that kind of show where the hail was, and you can pull it off National Weather Service and stuff. And I lay them over top of some mapping software that I got. And I did, there were two major events here that everybody's talking about, and they really ran along the interstate, started in a town called Gothenburg's first, like, town east of North Platte. And went from Gothenburg all the way down I-80, crossed I-80, and then went to Lexington, Nebraska, which is kind of where I live. And then exactly 1 week later, almost to the hour, a second one did the exact same path, except it did not stop in Lexington. It went all the way to Fillmore County, which is another 80 to 100 miles east of me. And that was between four and 20 miles wide. Call it 150 miles long. Now, so when I lay that over top of my mapping software, you're talking somewhere in the neighborhood of 525 to 600,000 acres. It's not marginal. Now, does that make a difference in the market? I'm going to argue that it doesn't. We get hail in Nebraska every year.
Sure.
It's not new. It's just not new. It is unreal to see this many acres at one shot be all wrecked at the same time. And just be able to get on Highway 34 in Holdridge and drive west for an hour and see nothing but hail. Wrecked corn. I mean, it's kind of unfathomable. But the reality is that's farming here in the Western Corn Belt.
Yep.
I'm not trying to downplay it, but I don't see it as a market mover, I guess. It stinks to have to drive through it every day and see it all beat up and dead.
Literally.
But that's what's going on. I would say, you know, if you're going to call it an area, 525 to 600,000 acres in those two big hailstorms that everybody's talking about. And that's just for me mapping it in some software.
Wow. Wow, wow, wow. You know, I agree with you. You know, as far as the futures market trying to factor that in, I don't see that happening. But it's going to be a cash market factor for you out there. I mean, there's no question. Nebraska's had pockets of areas that have been short on corn the last 3 years in a row, and there's going to be another one this year.
Oh, absolutely. You've hit the nail on the head. The futures market's an international game. The basis is going to solve those local supply and demand problems, and there are going to be local supply and demand problems. I mean, you got some major ethanol plants along I-80 there, Kappa and Wood River, and that sit right in the middle of where that corn was destroyed. And then you got some really kind of unusual stuff too. You got Frito-Lay in Gothenburg. You know, there's a bunch of very specialty corn that go into Frito-Lay, and that's something to take into consideration. And those originators are probably going to have to do some problem solving to figure that problem out. Cause I'm here to tell you, it literally looked like somebody took a sledgehammer from the tassel and just smashed the corn stalk straight down 2 feet. I mean, it was just an unbelievable amount of damage. Yeah. And just stripped up, and that's all, you know, as an agent, I'm a crop insurance agent too, for those who didn't know. That's actually my primary thing, what I do most of the time. And the Blue Line thing helps me out making better decisions and risk management. But we work all those claims as an agent with our producers, and we're out there in the field working these things. And I'm telling you, it's heartbreaking. It is absolutely heartbreaking not knowing what to do with that. So it's been a deal. It's been a lot of looking at wrecked corn for the last 2 weeks.
Boy, there's more fun things to do, that's for sure. But that kind of perspective that we just got, Ben, is very important for us to gain a better understanding of what is the potential in this market. And one of the reasons that I say that is the last few years we have set up this corn market
to deliver better than expected yields once the combine started to roll, better than expected production potential. For the first time in quite some time, I feel like we're setting up for this crop to deliver and harvest to deliver worse than expected results. I want to talk about that a little bit more when we come back, Ben. And we got to get into the risk management on these cattle, figure out what your thoughts are there. Ben Rand, Blue Line Futures, the home agency here on AgriTalk.
Hi, I'm Paul Niefer, a CPA and author of the Farm CPA blog and column for Top Producer. Join me every week on the Top Producer podcast for conversations about the top trends in farm management, tax issues, succession planning, policy implications, and more. Each week, I visit with business-minded farmers and ag experts for lively and in-depth conversations. Subscribe to the Top Producer podcast, available on your preferred podcast platform, and listen to a new episode every Tuesday.
You took the first step and quit smoking. But even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Let's go to the markets page of ProFarmer.com and check today's closes. For December, HRW wheat futures were 5¾ cents lower at 578. December SRW wheat down 8½ cents to 562½. September corn futures were 2¼ cents higher at 406. December corn up 2¾ cents to 420¾. August soybeans and nickel higher on the day at 1116. November beans closed at 1079½. That's up 15½ cents. December cotton today, 25 points higher at 68.90. On your livestock's August fats today, $2 higher, 188.90. August feeders, $1.50 higher, 258.62½. And August lean hog futures today, unchanged at 93.77½. Get more market news every market day. Just visit tryprofarmer.com.
Don't miss Wisconsin Farm Technology Days, held August 13th through the 15th, hosted in Chippewa County at Close Farms and the Country Fest Grounds. This popular annual event showcases the latest advancements in farming technology. Farm Tech Days offers hands-on experiences, educational opportunities, and access to cutting-edge equipment and solutions in the farm industry. We hope you can join us for 3 days of exhibits, family fun, and food trucks, August 13th through the 15th. Advance tickets can be purchased at wifarmtechdays.com.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel, if you're not into the whole added power thing. Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op.
Well, now, which would you rather have? World-class seed genetics and traits, or seed that's been tested and proven to yield in your area? Well, with Pioneer, you get both, plus the support of a dedicated local team. For the unbeatable combination of elite seed genetics, local knowledge and insights, and rigorous local testing, contact the team at Bowers Seeds and Service, your local authorized Pioneer sales representative serving the Durand area. At Pioneer, our name is our mission, and what's next happens here.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. A gorgeous day today with sunny skies and high temperatures flirting with 80 degrees. Winds are calm out of the south this afternoon, with skies staying clear overnight tonight as well. Patchy fog can build in once again as lows fall to the mid-50s. And tomorrow, another bright and beautiful day. Still owe the IRS? Call Tax Solutions now, 1-800-281-8193. Currently, it's 76.
Opinions expressed on AgriTalk do not necessarily reflect the views of Farm Journal Broadcasting, affiliate stations, or sponsors. When news breaks, the newsmakers talk about it on AgriTalk with Chip Flory.
Welcome back to AgriTalk. We're in the middle of a conversation with Ben Rand, Blue Line Futures and the Home Agency out in Nebraska. Ben, we've generated some conversation out there. Roger thinks we're crazy and that 600,000 acres of damaged corn should be a market factor. He's not going to argue with us, though, at this point. Tim wants to know what the range of damage on those acres up to 600,000 might be. So,
you know, I would say, go ahead. I'm sorry, I interrupted you there.
No, I shouldn't. I was just going to say, what are you talking about? 10%, 90%, 100% damage?
When I say damaged acres, I mean that it was affected by hail and it's going to result in some sort of a yield drag. I'm not saying that there's 600,000 acres. That is a total zero. Because really, if you look at this, the area that got, that will likely get zeroed out or have zero production assigned to it, is very narrow, four to 7 miles. But when you look at it, holistically from a north edge to a south edge, of where that hail path went, you know, you were 18 miles wide at some parts, and it was very, very, very long. And so that includes what I would consider any area that would have been affected by hail. That is not a total loss. That would definitely be anything from a 10% loss to a total.
Right. Gotcha. Okay. All right. What do you make of this cattle trade right now, Ben? What are guys talking about?
Well, you know, the cash up here in the north is the hot topic, right? Both in the feeders and the live. We had some 308 to 310 in the meat bids today up here in the north. That's like a 197 equivalent. I saw on Twitter earlier today there was a 190 bid down in Texas. So, you know, Ollie really hit it on the head earlier. We got to have some convergence, right? We're getting ready to go into August here and August trading, whatever. But I forgot what it was. I was looking earlier. Let me pull up my chart here real quick.
188.90.
Yeah. Yep. So we got a little bit more work to do to the upside here. But once we get past this and we get into August, I think producers really need to not be lulled into a 30-day chart. We need to look at a 3-year chart on cattle and just take a breather and remind ourselves what can happen. Because if you go back and you look at September of last year, September 15th or 16th, whenever it was, to call it, oh gosh, I want to say it was December 9th or 10th, somewhere in there, we lost like $28 on the fat cattle board. And that is a very real risk for a lot of these guys, especially when you look at the way the numbers some of these feeder cattle are bringing. I mean, I was watching some sales up in South Dakota yesterday. I mean, 245 10 weights, 247 10 weights. Man, unless you have like a 60 cent cost to gain, it's pretty hard to make some of those pencil in my mind. So you got to be real careful, I think, with those things. And I've always been told by a good friend of mine and a cattleman in central Nebraska, the money on the cattle is made on the purchase, not on the sale. And that makes me really nervous considering what we're paying for feeder calves. So protection is prudent is what I'm trying to get at. And I think, you know, if we do see some convergence here going into the August delivery, I think that's normal. You look at seasonality, that tells you that's normal. Feeder calves should peak out typically between the 9th and the 10th of August before they start their retracement, specifically the October board. So, yeah, I think take protection, but leave yourself for upside, which means like a put option typically. You know, if you want to buy a put, do a put spread. Those are things that give you that downside protection. And then, of course, there's LRP. The consideration, though, with all of these is LRP settles against the cash market. Well, last week we settled at 194, 195, something like that. I have to go back and look on LRP. So it gets really hard to you know, offset that basis, which is what you and I emailed about, right? Like, how do you protect the basis? You know, it's all about staying current, in my opinion. If you got cattle scheduled to go, you let them go when they need to go. You don't hang on to them. You take advantage of the basis that's here and let this run its course, because it will not hang around forever. And I know I've hit on this and I'm going to hit on it again, but we have to be super careful with the April 2025 board. The April 2025 board has not traded below 178. The prior high like all-time record high was set on the April 15 board during the cattle run-up. October 20th and 21st of 2014, we traded 172.75 on April 15. Our April 25 board has not traded to below 178. When it breaks below 178, it will break hearts. Because there is some substantial risk there to the downside, and I really want guys to be protected. I don't know that doing it outright futures is maybe not the right thing here, just because we got some, you know, convergence going on, but take some protection to protect yourself. And it's really going to have to be done here in probably the next 2 or 3 weeks for these fall cattle.
Wow. Okay. Interesting. Interesting. You know, I want to drive home the point of how important it is to get some coverage in place. It's just the dollars involved, Ben. Even for a even for a small operation, the dollars involved that you're investing on buying calves, the dollars involved that are walking around out there in the feedlot, you've got to find a way of protecting that. And looking at the put options and looking at the LRP, I think are two really, really smart things to do right now.
Yeah, I mean, that's a conversation I have. You know, Iowa's got the farmer feeder. I would say if there's a home of a farmer feeder, it's in Iowa. And that farmer feeder, I can't tell you how many times I've had this exact conversation with those guys over there. That they have the exact same mantra. We have more money tied up in the feed yard or in the pen than we've ever had before. And if I'm not careful, I'm giving a quarter back to the bank that I've paid for. And that is so true. I mean, if you got 1,000 head out on a yard somewhere or in a pen or whatever, you got 1,000 head. If you paid $247 for those 10 weights, $2,500, throw some freight in there. You better hope you don't have any death loss. I mean, it is really, really big money. And I encourage people to find some protection. I like the LRP. I like the put option right here. I think we got to be careful with shorting the nearby months outright futures just because we got some convergence going on. Beef demand is good. The American consumer wants it. You go to the local store and the beef shelves are empty. I am very happy for the American cattlemen. They deserve a break. They've had some hard years, but it will come to an end. And when it does, it's going to really, really sting. And I really hope people are prepared for it.
Okay. Another group that I want to get prepared for it is the cow-calf guy, because calf hits the ground and it's $700 to $1,000 laying there when that calf. And now that we're into the midsummer months and some of those calves are actually getting a little bit of weight to them, there's a lot of value walking around out there in the pasture. What should those guys be doing to protect the value that they've got?
Well, let's just take a sample here. Let's say you started running a cow-calf operation within the last 10 years. I'm here to tell you the calves you have on the ground right now are worth more than they've been in the history of you running a cow-calf operation.
Right.
And that, I think, is something we've maybe been a little lulled to sleep with this consolidation in the market. And I'm glad that this our time together today came when it did, because I think it's important for people to look at this from a seasonality perspective. I'm here to tell you the April feeder board, if you don't believe me, follow me on Twitter. I post that stupid October feeder board like once a week. I'm telling you, between the 22nd of July and the 9th of August, over the last 30 years, that's the time to do your hedging for October, for those cattle you have on the ground that you're going to sell in October. That's the time to do it.
Yep.
So I'm really encouraging guys, especially the cow-calf guy, because I promise you, if they have started in the last 10, well, really probably ever, they've got the highest dollar cattle on the ground that they've ever had. And find a broker, find an agent, find somebody that you trust that understands your operation that can help you put a floor under them. Because we do not need some unforeseen event ruining record profits.
Right. That is so.
That's what it boils down to, right? I mean, it's an unforeseen event.
Yes. Yeah. That we, when it comes to the fundamentals of the market right now, they are so well documented and so unchanging. We know what's going on there. It's going to be an unknown event that pulls the rug out from underneath the market. When it happens, you're going to see another $28 slide in the live market. You're going to see a $50 slide in the feeder futures, Ben. That's what it'll turn into, because buyers are going to walk away. So
it's getting really hard for somebody. I mean, Yeah, I mean, it's getting really hard for some of these smaller feed yards to justify buying these calves. I mean, you are really laying a lot out on the line, and you're talking about increased credit lines. You're talking about having to borrow to hedge. I mean, there's a lot of money laying out there.
Okay, Ben just got this text in. Wants to know if the LRP is available on beef on dairy.
Dairy calves are indeed insurable, but you're not going to like the numbers because it's at a 50% rate to the regular beef cattle. So like if you can lock up I'm just throwing hypothetical numbers out there, but if you can lock up a $3 Black Angus, you're only going to be able to lock up a $1.50 dairy calf. They're half the price. I don't have anybody that uses it for beef on dairy, not saying you can't. But I don't have anybody that uses it that way, that the price structure just isn't as attractive as it is for a beef animal, if that makes sense.
A beef breed. It does make sense, but there might need to be a new offering out there because of the popularity of the beef genetics in the dairy herd. Ben,
that is the most excellent point, and I'm glad somebody brought it up besides me. You know, everybody wants to talk about herd rebuilding, and I agree. There needs to be some herd rebuilding done. I will also tell you, it started in February. It did. It started in earnest then. So wow. I think we're on our way to recovery in the herd, but there's more. Okay. There's always room to improve.
Ben, I love these conversations. Thank you, my friend. We'll talk again soon.
Thank you, sir.
Snake.
Timmy, everybody. Great job. Next up for our fifth grade class recital, we have Samantha.
10 times better performance can make a big difference. Castrol Edge Motor Oil gives your engine 10 times better high-stress performance. Castrol Edge, better oil for maximum performance. Now through December 28th, Castrol Edge and Edge High Mileage Motor Oil are on rollback at Walmart.
Claim based on sequence dyne test under high-low conditions versus APISP test limits.
I want to learn how to cook, but I keep ordering takeout.
Accomplishing goals is hard, but when your goal is to learn a new language, Babbel makes it easy. In just 15 minutes a day, Babbel will help you start having conversations in as little as 3 weeks. Words and phrases you'll actually use. So when someone asks,
"How's your French going?"
you can say,
"Babbel facilite grandement l'apprentissage d'une nouvelle langue."
Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
Home ownership. At Progressive, we know it's part of the American dream. It's winds blowing across a fruited plain and also your new fire pit, which subsequently sets your gazebo ablaze. It's America. It's hard-hitting football and an even harder-hitting price estimate from your general contractor. That's a star-spangled bummer. It's also round-the-clock protection when you bundle your home and auto with Progressive, which can help keep the American dream of homeownership alive and kicking. Get a quote at Progressive.com.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states.
I want to learn how to cook, but I keep ordering takeout.
Accomplishing goals is hard, but when your goal is to learn a new language, Babbel makes it easy. In just 15 minutes a day, Babbel will help you start having conversations in as little as 3 weeks. Words and phrases you'll actually use. So when someone asks,
"How's your French going?"
you can say,
"Babbel facilite grandement l'apprentissage d'une nouvelle langue."
Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
Farming is unlike any other job in the world. It takes years of experience to really walk the walk. Same goes for your financial partner, which is why choosing FBN Finance makes so much sense. FBN Finance was created by farmers to help you become even more competitive with flexible terms, rates, and instant approvals up to $2.5 million for qualified applicants. And right now, get $500 off closing costs for farmland loans over $250,000. Start your farmland loan today at fbn.com/agritalk or call 833-FBN-LEND. That's 833-FBN-LEND. FBN Finance, more than a lender. Financing offered by FBN Finance LLC and its lending partners. Available where FBN Finance LLC is licensed. Terms and conditions may apply. NMLS ID 1631119.
This is Andrew McRae, host of The American Countryside.
I'm also a farmer and rancher from Northwest Missouri, and I hope you'll join me each week for Farming the Countryside as we take a look at the top issues impacting agriculture as told by the people farming and working in our industry. We'll talk about markets and trade, share some of the latest tips and trends from grain and livestock producers, and take a look at trends impacting rural America. Join me for Farming the Countryside on many local radio stations or on your favorite podcast platform, or just go to farmingthecountryside.com.
Sometimes life is wonderful, and sometimes it's not. Cherish the good, but always be prepared for life's challenges. At Private Healthcare, we provide the peace of mind you deserve. With Private Healthcare, you'll get the coverage you want and healthcare you need. If your employer doesn't supply healthcare coverage and you don't qualify for Medicare or Medicaid, you need to give us a call right now. Private Healthcare is private health insurance for ages 65 and under with medical, dental, vision, and even prescription coverage. When life comes at you unexpectedly, you need to be ready. And health insurance is your financial safety net. Health insurance has never been so easy and affordable. If you're looking for health coverage at the best price and your annual household income is $35,000 or more,
give us a call at 800-801-2730. That's 800-801-2730.
What's the first thing you do in the morning? For many farmers and ranchers, it's checking weather and market updates. Make AgWeb Daily Newsletter part of your morning routine. Not only bringing you essential news and weather updates, but also covering topics such as smart farming and agriculture's next generation. And each weekday, stay informed and stay ahead with AgWeb Market Weekly. Whether you're at home or in the field, AgWeb Market Weekly keeps you connected and competitive, delivered straight to your inbox. Subscribe to both today at agweb.com and never miss a beat.
I don't know what you're thinking, so call us at 855-4-TALK-AG and tell us what's on your mind.
And welcome back to AgriTalk, everyone. Your pal, Davis Michelson, here for the last time this week, Chip.
Yeah.
As soon as we're done here, my headphones are going to be spinning, bro. I'm going to be on the road so fast. I'm out of here. I've had it.
You're okay. It's fine. I'll be fine. You sound wonderful.
Like, the wife and I, so we haven't been married that long. We're coming up on 2 years here. But the only traveling that we've done is to go do family stuff. That's not a vacation.
No, not really.
I mean, crikey, in some cases, it's not even fun, you know?
Right. I know your family. Yeah.
That
might be a little exhausting.
Yeah. Don't tell our parents, but yeah.
I won't. Hey, Ron.
That doesn't include them. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, good. Good.
Oliver Slope is excited about 29 days till college football. I'll tell you what I'm excited about.
Okay.
In 199 days, the Kansas City Chiefs will take the field at the Super Bowl.
Is 199 that right?
Days till the Super Bowl. Yep.
Oh, my. You've already got that scheduled in?
I'm working on my invitations to send out to my friends, and, you know, we'll see. We'll have a nice little party here. 199 days to plan.
If you were a serious party planner, you would send a save the date card.
Is that what you do?
Yeah.
You save the date.
Yep.
See, this I don't understand, though.
Right.
I mean, why you got to tell them, hey, I'll be sending you an invitation for this date and this time.
Right.
But this isn't the invitation. But you're not invited yet.
This isn't the invitation. Just save the date. Save the date.
Yep. What if I might just send out a whole bunch of save the dates and then not have a party? And just see what happens.
Oh, that would leave people really, really confused.
I think so.
You know? Yeah.
Friends are overrated anyway. I don't need them. yes. Let's get serious now. Ben Rand, Blue Line Futures. Herd rebuilding started in February, Chip.
February.
According to Ben Rand. What do you make of that claim?
I'm going to get back with him and see exactly what he meant by that. Because you look at some of the heifer numbers in the cattle and feed report and the feedlot inventory numbers, it's really not showing up. And you look at, now you go all the way back to February, and we had this conversation with Scott Varlick last week, KKV Trading. There was a pop in the feeder heifer
sales at the sale barns where the spread between the heifers and the steers really narrowed up. When that happened, it's a suggestion that, okay, maybe the cow-calf guys are at the sale barn. They're bidding up and the competition for the heifer. They're adding some competition for the feeder heifers out there. And sometimes that shows up as the herd is rebuilding. Well, there was a pop early this year, and that spread really narrowed up. But you look at it now, and I just don't see it. I don't see any indication in the sale barn receipts out there that the cow-calf guys are in there trying to buy up some of the heifers. I just don't see it.
Ben wanted us to keep an eye on the April 25 fat cattle contract.
I thought that was
today.
Really interesting.
Up 75 cents on the day today at 190. Hey, there's your 190. At 190, 92 and a half. That's a $20 break to get to 170 there, Chip.
Yeah. Yeah, no kidding. And it's never traded below 178. I think that's what he said.
Okay.
Where is my note? 178. It hasn't traded below 178. So it he just basically said when it does, watch out to the downside.
Okay.
Okay. It's got some cushion in here where it can absorb a setback. It can absorb some hedging without doing terrible technical damage, but you get that close or that trade below 178 in the April 2025 and look out below.
Let's go back to those damaged acres out in Nebraska. He was talking about 500,000 to perhaps as much as 600,000. And if I heard him right, he put the range between about 10% damaged to, it's a range, of course.
Right. Right. The net on it will be something less than half damaged. Okay. So they're probably looking at over those 600,000 acres. It's probably something in two thirds of a crop, two thirds of the bushels.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Because, and you had the number. It was, Nebraska planted 10.1 acres.
10.1 million this year. That is up from 9.95 million last year. The harvested acreage estimate at this point, 9.7 million. That's harvested for grain.
Okay.
Okay, and there's a heck of a lot of corn silage cut out in Nebraska, no doubt.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right. So. Okay. The trick here – oh, yes. I was going to mention this. He was talking about convergence between cattle futures and cash as well. We talked about that yesterday.
Yeah. Yeah. I shouldn't say that it's got to happen. It's supposed to happen. We should get convergence in these markets. And when we're talking about a mid 190 cash trade, I shouldn't say mid 190. Because this market is going to converge to the southern cash cattle bid. All right? So if it can get into the low 190s in the August contract, because I think that's where we're at, and I don't know if that thing's going to break much down there just because we're getting quality cattle out of the south, and there's plenty of demand. Plenty of demand, no question about it. Okay. National Weather Service 6 to 10 day outlook for July 31st through August 4th. Man, July's almost over. Above normal temperatures expected over the entire Corn Belt, most of the country. The highest odds of above normal temperatures, North Dakota, Red River Valley, most of South Dakota, and the western three quarters of Nebraska and western half of Kansas. Then on the precip tide, side below normal precipitation is expected. Minnesota, western Iowa, northwest Missouri, and points to the west, near normal to above normal in the central and eastern Corn Belt. Thank you so much for listening today. Come back tomorrow morning. We've got the free-for-all featuring Tyne Morgan.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
I'll trust water bottles and a flashlight to save the day, but I'll be proved wrong. With a tornado approaching, I'll realize that I like a wheelchair-accessible shelter.
When the floodwaters rise, I'll be up in the attic with 20 cans of beans. It's a recipe for disaster.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Wake up. Get ready. Grab breakfast. Go to work. Grab lunch. Come home. Run to practice. Run to the store. Grab dinner. Go to bed and repeat. Food fuels your day, and we fuel the people producing it with the latest news, information, and perspectives from across the globe. Ag Day is a place to learn about the business of food and farming. Join us and our team of experts as we cover the stories that keep the world moving. That's weekdays for Ag Day, the country experience.
It's common knowledge that after age 30, our metabolism changes. We have less energy and gain weight easier. There's a way to feel better, not in years or months, but sometimes in just days.
I'm Chuck Norris. I tried everything. Working with a team of health experts, we came up with...